next item is ordinance amendment to increase density in an AR1 district.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of a proposed ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Section 22 of the Code of Sussex County, allowing for an increase of density for multifamily dwelling structures in our townhouses in AR1 districts within the growth areas for several reasons. The proposed ordinance clarifies approval of multifamily or townhouse projects within a AR1 district. Currently, such projects could be permitted under the so-called catch-all part of the Section 115-22 of the Code. This amendment establishes a certain criteria area for permitting multifamily or townhouse projects, including open space requirements, buffers, and other design elements that do not currently exist. This amendment directs multifamily or townhouse projects to growth areas under the County Comprehensive Development Plan. These growth areas include town centers, developing areas of environmental sensitive development, district overlay zone. By directing these types of projects to growth areas, they would be located where sufficient sewer and water infrastructure and capacity already exist. The ordinance amendment would enable the county to collect fees where the land use or project is appropriate for the preservation of open space elsewhere in the county.
We hear a second, gentlemen? Well, Mr. Gordy, apparently your motion is going to die for lack of a second. Anyone else like to make any other motion at this point?
Mr. Chairman, would it be appropriate at this time for us to open this up to some discussion amongst the members of the commission so we could forward this important business along? I think that not hearing a motion or...
I think it would be, because we've had a motion to deny that didn't last time that didn't go. Now we've got a motion to approve that didn't go. Where are we going? That's the question.
If I might, with your acquiescence, if I might take the lead, I might say some of the points that I do like about this ordinance amendment. Mr. Robertson has mentioned about it closing a loophole that is there. I like the aspects that it requires a 75-foot vegetated buffer along the roadways. I see good aspects of that. I enjoy the requirement about the 40% of the open space. I'm sure certainly greater minds than mine worked on this, but we do not have a definition of what that open space is, and that's why in this current configuration, I'm a little less than supportive of it. Also, I think perhaps the timing, since the council and the commission have in front of us the valuable work of this update of our comprehensive plan, that I just don't know about the timing of it at this present time. The a little troubling to me was about the applications being processed and considered on an expedited basis. I'm a little unsure about the fairness of that to some of the other applicants that may be in the pipeline. I see in here where there is a requiring a 4/5 majority vote of council to agree on what lands would be purchased. I think perhaps maybe that should be a unanimous agreement, because it may be the the density that is being collected may be coming from an area, and that I just think that we had a unanimous opinion of the county council, then that would perhaps serve the members of the county a little better. But there are aspects of this that I do like. The closing of the loophole, the 75-foot vegetated buffer, the open space that unfortunately does not have the definition, and that's an upset for now for me.
I appreciate what you're saying. I'd offer you two comments. One, I understand where you're coming from. My concern with the land use plan, and initially, that seems like a good idea to wait. My concern is that the meeting we were supposed to have in March, we're now having at the end of July on the land use plan. The deadline is October. I'm concerned we may not make that, and I don't know that we need to hold up, you know, the county council's ordinances, you know, because that isn't being done. And if they'll have the last say over this, I think we can express that concern. But at the same time, I see the other side of that is moving it along. In regard to the expediting, I hear what you're saying, and we do have the ability, if Mr. Gordy is amenable to this, is certainly to amend his motion to comment that we approve it without that, you know, without that, if that's what the majority of the group is feeling, that there may be some inequity in that. And we can certainly, if Mr. Gordy wants to make that a part of his motion, he certainly can do that. And I agree with you. I think that does have some good points. It's may not be as good as we would like it, but it's probably better than what we have now. And it is actually something that maybe should have been done when the cluster was done and all that too, when we did the last one. So for what it's worth, those are my comments anyway.
Thank you.
I have similar concerns as Mr. Smith in that the definition of the open space, that seems to always be the...
Well, this is something that we had asked to have resolved by the land use plan.
If the land use plan then defined that,
that would be become the definition, would it not? Council?
Well, it depends on what's put in the land use plan. More than likely, the land use plan would direct that, and it would take the form of an ordinance after the fact.
You write another ordinance on the definition of the of open space,
which would apply to everything. Wouldn't apply to just this ordinance. Would apply to everything. So yeah, it'll fix that definition of open space. We have been very adamant that we want that in this next land use plan.
Yeah.
And so I think that's going to happen. I have some concern about the timing, and I just wonder sometimes if we create the impression that we're just going to wait forever, then it'll take forever. So maybe what we need to do is drive on, let these guys know that they need to get their work done, you know?
And then if this ordinance then gets moved to council and gets passed, it becomes part of the new comprehensive plan.
Well, when the comprehensive plan gets passed, there will be another. Yes. The answer, I think, to your question is yes. That the land use plan will cover that ordinance, but there will have to be another ordinance establishing the definition of open space for.
But passing the density increase through council, if in fact it passed, it would then become automatically part of the new comprehensive plan?
Well, it would just be part of the zoning and subdivision ordinance.
Part of our ordinance. It's not really part of the plan, the land use plan. But the land use plan has to be supported by additional ordinances anyway. So you're going to have it either way.
An example would be just to put it in the context of the last land use plan, the 2002 one said that we were going to create environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone and everything that goes along with that. So the plan states that. And then what happened after the plan was adopted, the Planning and Zoning Commission and County Council put that ordinance and adopted it and put that district into effect and all the guidelines that work for that for subdivision. So that'd be the same kind of thing as what you're talking about.
So then that open space definition would apply to everything that makes reference to open space.
Yeah.
And excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Is my understanding clear in that with this proposed ordinance amendment that we're not bound to grant the increase in density. It's just a matter that it can be considered. Is that?
That's my understanding. It's not a by right, item for the applicant. It's they can ask for it. Doesn't mean that they can get it. This means they can be considered.
Because I know that appears to be some of the perhaps misunderstanding with that amendment that has gone around. And I agree with many of the points raised by Mr. Smith and Mr. Burton concerning the good points in it. I think I would be more supportive of a motion in support of it without giving them an expedited consideration. I mean, everyone else is having to wait in line, so why should someone who's requesting an increase in density be given priority over a standard subdivision or a standard project?
Well, I don't think you're alone in that feeling, and we certainly can recommend anything we want to recommend to council. What they do with it after they get it, of course, is their issue. Yes, sir.
Yes, one more. It's on Mike's question. The increased density, is there a qualifier for that, or would we then be given a set of reasons to approve or to disapprove, or is it just?
It would still come back through a conditional use. It would still come back through planning and zoning and county council as to whether it's appropriate land use. I mean,
there's not a set of rules that says this group would then qualify for an increased density.
Oh, no, in that regard, the way the ordinance is worded, it has to be a
case
town
case.
Center developing area or environmentally sensitive developing district.
But even then, isn't it case by case?
Oh, absolutely.
Even then, it's case by case.
And it kind of, I think the theory behind it is that it takes away the ability that under that catch-all, we could do conditional use multifamily anywhere in the county.
Anyway, it has to be in certain categories.
Yeah. That are designated by the current land use plan, which would be updated. The one thing, too, there was a question about that 4/5, and just for Mr. Smith's benefit, I believe that came from the language that's used under the cluster ordinance.
Yeah,
I don't think that's anything
particularly
new.
I would just point out that it's nice to think that you could get five people to agree on something. It would be even nicer to think you could get those five people to agree on something. But, in any group, there's one in every crowd, and I think that's what they're trying to allow for. But 4/5 is pretty strong. If you got 4 out of 5, I think maybe we're safe.
And to give you a little bit more background on that, I know with Mr. Kautz looking at the ordinance and also I think the consultants have looked at it too. There was a thought to keep both processes the same, for how that worked, so that you didn't have the cluster
true.
Working one
right.
way and
yeah.
the conditional use working the
yeah.
other. They were trying to keep them the same.
Consistent.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the vote process when the
that's the after-the-fact vote on
when the county does their Sussex Land Trust agreements, 4/5?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Gordy, do you want to consider amending your motion? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Tom, Mr. Chairman.
Wait, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mine, I guess, has to do with a point that hasn't been raised yet, and that's the environmentally sensitive development. That big word?
Yes.
That just seems like an oxymoron. If it's an environmentally sensitive area, why are we developing it? But that's already been addressed in the past. But I guess I'm thinking back to a recent project that we had that part of the ground was in the quote environmentally sensitive developing area, and they wanted to put townhouses there and then regular houses and across the street, and I don't want to open up the door to push for more development in that area where there's a question. And along the same lines, the one motion I just made today concerning the King Farm, according to the state, that's an environmentally sensitive developing area. Is that where we want to put a bunch of more density? So
it's not. It's in a developing district.
That's what the letter from the.
How about wrong?
Okay. State makes mistakes too.
It's a developing district.
Is the or it may be in town center, isn't it?
No, it's yellow. It's a developing area.
Developing area. Yeah. That's why I didn't cite the environmentally sensitive developing area in that motion.
Probably left over from the last letter that was written. Yeah, that happens.
But I think that's part of my concern that I have is that that area is already under a lot of developmental pressure as it is. So,
are you saying that you would support the ordinance in developing areas and town centers,
but yes, not but not in the environmentally sensitive
area?
Yeah, that thing.
My only question about that is, I'll tell you, the reason I question that, I would want to look at the comprehensive plan, because I think that those terms are interchanged in that the existing comp plan, where it talks about developing areas, and then it lists all three of them. I think that could lead to confusion, just if that was going to be an ordinance.
But if we're still given the option to not to grant it, then...
You don't have to grant.
You don't have to grant it in a developing
area. Mr. Gordy, I think I could probably support your motion if you wanted to take that expedited business out of there.
I'd be willing to do that.
To give a whirl.
So I'd amend my motion to delete the expedite the,
can you talk about the applications?
The application, to delete the expedition of the application.
Okay.
Where would you change that? How would you word it?
You're like number five.
It's number eight. It'd be delete section 1, subparagraph 8 from the proposed ordinance.
Okay, is that your motion, Mr. Gordy?
That's my motion.
Can we get a, is there a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of the ordinance amendment to increase density in the AR1 district with the condition that the section 1 subparagraph 8 be deleted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.